Hello there.
Dave and Darren.
Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother. Look at it.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, a podcast that is on the Not Show Radio Podcasting Network. Network of one show. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hey, Darren.
I've been in a bit of a haze.
Uh-huh. What's causing this? Why do you haze?
I'm going to ask you if you can help me out. Did I mention that I got a massage yesterday?
No. Did you mention that on the podcast yesterday? Maybe we got sidetracked? Tell me about it.
Well, I just want to know, can massages cause heart attacks?
Yes.
They can. Okay.
No, wait, that's air pollution. I just read a thing this morning that said air pollution is causing heart attacks. You think maybe while they were rubbing you, they dislodged something and now it's traveled into your heart?
I allowed them to get very aggressive, and I'm just wondering if something snapped free and maybe has made its way to the...
So how does that... Because I've never had a massage, nor will I ever. How does that work?
I tell you what, I had never before either.
Mm-hmm.
I never will again.
Was this something you got as a gift?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's just not for me.
No.
At one point, I was having kind of, I don't know if it was the release of all the toxins in me.
That's what they say happens, yeah.
But I was almost kind of having like an out-of-body experience where it was this, it's as if I was being prepared for the morgue.
Really?
Yes.
That's what it felt
like. It felt strange.
Hmm. That's a weird thing to
right.
come into your head.
And the entire time... The entire time, I had, like, my eyes covered, so I kind of prepared myself, okay, let's not be surprised if this is a guy when they take... When they take your blind off, let's not be surprised if it's a guy.
Wait a minute, they made you wear a blindfold?
Well, not a blindfold so much, but they put a little something over your eyes to cover your eyes during the experience.
Oh, I don't like any of this.
No, it was kind of like...
This is a Quentin Tarantino movie.
It was kind of like being held hostage.
So you didn't know the gender of the person rubbing you?
Well, it started... Well, there was a female to begin with, but then I also saw a guy walking around in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, okay, let's be prepared that it could be anybody.
Well, I mean, if it is, so what?
Well, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's fine.
Right.
We'll be prepared for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just a very strange experience. Nothing that I want anything to do with again. And in fact, it's basically made my back pain worse. Now that might not be the case here in a day or so.
Well, you know what would improve that? They'll tell you.
Massage.
Go get another massage.
Yeah, more massage. No, it's just not my cup of tea. No, thank you.
Yeah, the idea of having somebody touch me like all over the place like that, that's just for me is a nightmare fuel. I know people enjoy it. I know people look forward to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
Yeah, not my thing.
Well, wait, $1 million, I would do it.
Clearly.
Let me be very clear
here. I'd be there.
If anyone's willing to offer $1 million, you can rub on me all you want.
Truth be, I'd be there for $50 right now.
That's true. But who do I think I am? $1 million.
You're going to pay me?
I'm going to take what I can get at this point in my life.
$50 an hour to be massaged?
Okay, I'd look into it.
But it was...
Do they do like the...
Deep.
Like rubbing, or do they do any of the karate chop stuff?
A little bit of karate chopping stuff, I think, kind of as an homage to the massage of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like...
You think they do that just because people expect it?
People expect it, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I want the karate chop stuff that James Bond gets in. You only live twice.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. They didn't walk on your back or anything like that?
They did not walk on
my
back.
To the best of your knowledge?
They did not. I didn't feel feet, to my knowledge. But it's just, here's hoping that it's...
So they're having this experience, and you're thinking, I bet this is what it's going to feel like when they're preparing my body after I'm dead.
Yes!
That could be calming in a way, I suppose, but also just...
It was just kind of weird.
You're just thinking about your own mortality.
Well, it was like they're prepping me for the morgue. The embalming begins next, I guess.
Yeah, ready for the embalming, everybody. Uh-huh. We're looking forward to that.
So I'm hoping...
Get ready. Now, Darren, prepare yourself. It may be a gentleman that's been doing all of this rubbing. Mentally prepare yourself now.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. I think I'd almost rather, if I had to get a massage, I think I'd almost rather have a dude do it.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter.
Just because that way there's no possibility for any sexual stuff, you know?
But she was cranking on me, man.
I want to be very clear. Like, in my own head, there wouldn't be any sexual stuff. I know that masseuses are not into grabbing for weird reasons.
She was cranking on me, and I allowed it. I allowed it.
Do they say, like, is that too hard? Well, you want it harder? Do they ask you questions?
A couple times they were like, is that, you know, okay?
She say, do you like that?
Okay.
Do you like that?
Can you take that? Because clearly.
Are you mother's little slut?
I don't think.
Whoa. That escalated quickly. What the heck?
If I heard that sort of stuff, it'd be like, okay, now how much extra is that? How much more is that going to cost me?
I don't know how this is going to end, but the beginning is very happy.
You're upselling me now, aren't you? So the trauma that I acquired from shoveling,
yeah.
Here's hoping that I'm just maybe another 24 hours away from it all going away.
You mean the pain or your life?
The pain.
Oh, okay. The pain of existence or the pain in your back?
The pain.
Okay. Oh, the pain. You bumbling booby.
But, I have found out that is not my thing.
Yeah. Well, you tried it. I'll give you credit. It was something you obviously got as a Christmas gift.
Yes.
Yeah. This has got to be I bet this is a time of year that masseuses deal with a lot of people that are coming in, cashing in their Christmas gifts. Well, that's got to be. That's got to kind of suck because you're dealing with people who are not regular massagees.
I tipped, but I don't, you know.
How'd you do that? When you
how'd
tip?
I do that?
Yeah, like you're like, do you give them a handshake and the money's in your hand? No, or how'd you do it?
No, I said it's in my front pocket.
Well, there you go. Somewhere on me you'll find the
Somewhere on me you'll find a $20 bill.
There is a tip on me. Your mission is to find it. Not that tip.
Actually, it's hidden in several places. Mm-hmm. Small bills.
There is a subreddit.
It's like Monty Hall getting a massage.
There's this subreddit that I enjoy called Shower Thoughts. There's some science to this. Just being in the shower sometimes, stuff just pops into your head.
It almost had to.
It seems like it's out of nowhere. And I've read into this. Part of it is the ions in the water washing over you encourages a different kind of thought, right?
Yeah.
They say that there's more poets near big bodies of water because of the ions in the water.
Huh.
That's why I have to live by the Mississippi River. It's where I'm my most creative, Darren. There's also the fact that when you're in a shower, a lot of times you're coming into your consciousness. You're not fully there. You know,
my guess would be when it would changes to what time of day you're taking your shower. Is this your morning shower?
Well, I would assume morning shower, but it could be any time.
Yeah.
Part of it is that it's a time of day where the tapes that are ordinarily playing in your head aren't kicked on yet, and you have time to just think of random things. Mm. There's also this idea that when you're in the shower, you're really separated from the outside world. You're not looking at a screen.
Nope.
You're just alone in your thoughts, and you know, there's not a lot to do in there other than to clean yourself. So you have the one task, and then other parts of your brain start firing off crazy things. So there's this subreddit called Shower Thoughts, where people share things that have popped into their head. And I wanted to share a couple of these with you before we get into the top five, because I think some of these are really good.
Okay.
Some of these are that had not
inspired.
Occurred to me. Inspired? I think it's inspiring.
Yeah.
Not inspiring in the way that a poster in an office that says, you know, climb the mountain and hang in there, baby, is. Just for whatever reason, these things poked into people's heads, and then they went online to share them. For example, if you don't wear the right clothes when you go for a run, you look like an insane person.
Like you might be running from something.
Right.
As opposed to exercising.
The only time I got the cops called on me was when I was walking.
Barefooted man. A man in socks.
Suspicious man.
Suspicious man is what
they
threw
me in
you.
The back of the Davenport squad car, it said on the screen that I was a suspicious
man. Officer, let me ask you, who's that suspicious man you're looking for? That would be you, son.
If elevators hadn't been invented, all the CEOs and important people would have their offices on the first floor as a sign of status, and the entry-level people would have to go up to the 80th floor.
Okay.
How about this? Babies don't know dreams are real, so they must think they have crazy adventures with you every day. It hadn't occurred to me, like, you don't know. You're having dreams and you're a baby. You have dreams in utero.
I want to have a dream baby.
Oh, I wish I could have baby's dreams. So when your baby's dreaming, they have no concept that that's not the real world.
I suppose not.
Hadn't occurred to me. It's fascinating. How about this? Finding food in the forest is easy. The problem is that finding poison is 20 times easier.
Yes.
Turbulence is the pothole of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
When you're cooking with garlic, people always tell you how great it smells, but if you had a garlic candle, people would find that weird and offensive.
Maybe not me.
Let me ask you this, because this is right up your alley. People who are born during the winter probably have more long-sleeve shirts than people born in the summer due to birthday gifts.
I suppose.
Your wardrobe
That is probably true. I just gave away a ton of these types of things.
Long sleeve,
yeah,
zippery
things. Yeah, just got rid of a bunch of them. Like 20 of them? They're absolutely right about that.
Porn is the most popular movie genre, despite being the one with the same ending for every movie. Wet clothes are darker, even though water has no color. It's highly probable that even Rick Astley himself has been Rickrolled. Home is where you know exactly how far to turn the knob to get a perfect temperature shower. I like that. Wearing contacts instead of glasses is switching to full screen mode. How about this? We're always so quick to click, I am not a robot, and we never once stop to think about it for a second. Wait, am I a robot? You're never aware of how much noise your house makes until the power goes out. There's more of these, mm-hmm. But
these are all thoughts that are taking place in the shower.
Shower thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. At this point in time, a baby was born. Someone had their first birthday. Another went through puberty. Another proposed. Another married. Another retired. Another died. Practically a whole life has been lived in this very moment. Although you don't go through puberty in a day, so that doesn't make any sense.
Some of us do.
Puberty, I seem to recall.
Oh my God, I think I broke it.
Yeah. That's not going through puberty. No. That's part of puberty.
Oh, no. Who do I talk to about this?
You want to get into this?
I guess nobody. Here's hoping it'll heal.
Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
And that lets you know it's time for us to do the real gimmick of the podcast.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday they're open from 10 till 3. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. You can check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They will have some great deals coming up for Valentine's Day. We'll have more information about that coming up very, very soon. When you're there making a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted, homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. Turn it in to a combo with a chip and a medium drink, or turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app. And of course, if you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio when you're placing your order, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small sub, and you'll get a medium one.
Small ones. Small.
Number one.
One.
Do people... Do you get upset when people ask you where you got that shirt?
Okay. Are you talking about the Yellowstone shirt that I'm wearing? No one's ever asked me.
Okay.
I think everyone understands my Yellowstone t-shirt with a geyser coming out of it. It's something that I got while I was at Yellowstone.
Okay.
Does that happen to you a lot? People ask you where you got your River Bandits attire?
No.
Because the answer is at the team store there at Modern Woodman Park. Are you guys open to the public right now?
Yes.
So if I went in during the day, I could go and get some stuff?
9 to 4.
When does the new stuff for the 2020 season start rolling
Some
in?
Stuff's already there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Check that out. There's a restaurant in San Francisco. This is the Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. Now, you should know a couple of things. It's a pretty pricey place to go.
Sure. It's San Francisco.
Everything in San Francisco is very expensive. Even the San Francisco treat is
Dave,
pricey.
We'd like to move you to San Francisco, but there'll be no pay increase.
Yeah, they wanted me to move. This is years ago, another company.
They were floating the idea.
They wanted me to move.
But we really can't give you any much more money.
But this is the best. This was the best because they say, okay, we want you to do mornings in San Francisco. And it was a KFOG, KFOG, which is a legendary radio station. This was a dream come true for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is going to be amazing. And then they said, "We'll talk it over with your wife." And I came home and I said, "This is it. This is the call I've waited my entire career for."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Your dream is my dream, baby. Let's do this.
Let's do it, San Francisco."
So
treat.
Then I call back and I say, "I'm okay. Let's talk more about this trip to San Francisco." And they say, "Well, here's the thing. There won't be an increase in pay. We're going to pay you. We're going to pay you the exact same amount we're paying you right now in Davenport, Iowa." And then he says to me on the phone, he goes, "Now, you have to understand, there's a bit of a cost of living increase."
Do you think? It's the most expensive city in the country.
Do you think? So I would be uprooting my family.
Uh-huh, right.
To go to San Francisco to live essentially in poverty.
Yeah.
Then they went with their second choice for the job, and I believe he got fired after 4 days on the air.
Malfeasance of some sort.
Well, because they hired like a...
Or he quit, too, knowing that
was
I can't...
It was a bad fit because he was like some sort of shock jock, and the people in San Francisco were a little bit too good for that kind of shock jockery. It got old and fast.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, as I look back on my career and mistakes that I've made, I did make a couple of good moves.
No, that sounds like that was probably, you know, probably the right.
Now, you have to understand there's a bit of a cost of living increase.
Yes.
From Davenport to San Francisco? You're telling me it's going to be...
Oh, it can't be that much.
Well, I can't imagine it's that much more expensive. And by the way, I was not making a ton of money here. I want to make that very clear.
Right.
So this restaurant, the Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar, has tried out a new policy, and they think it's going great. If you want to sit in the restaurant, after 90 minutes, they're going to start charging you to sit there.
You get 90 minutes.
90 minutes. No. If you sit there for more than 90 minutes, then there's an additional fee.
Do you need more than 90 minutes?
To eat? No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Even if you've got people with you.
Especially if I've got people with me.
Let's go.
The whole point of going out to eat is... It's like there's a shot clock put on the conversation.
I see.
Right? Now the meal is over. It was great seeing you. We'll have to do this again sometime.
But not real soon.
No, I don't have room for dessert. And
I did that on purpose.
We were just saying goodbye. Filled up at Casey's Donuts on the way over here.
That to me still seems like sabotage that you did that.
Well, because I didn't want to do it.
I know it. I don't want to be in a pizza eating contest, so I'm going to sabotage it by eating a couple donuts.
You have to keep your meal to 90 minutes, and if you go over, it's $30 per seat to stay.
For how much longer?
Well, I think in perpetuity, you could stay forever. The manager...
Well, then that's not that bad a deal.
Uh-huh. The manager of the restaurant says, otherwise people will linger, and they tie up the tables... And they turn the restaurant into a big meeting room.
Boy, I bet people don't take kindly to that when they're told about it.
Well, this is, you know, who likes this idea is the servers.
Well, sure, I understand they do.
Rotate in, rotate out.
No,
I want more tips.
I get it, but...
There was a big healthcare conference in town the week that they initialized
I'm here
this,
on business.
And it's like, listen, we're not going to let you have this room for your healthcare for nothing.
Yeah.
$30 a seat. So would you be... Like, if they were to say to you... We're glad that you came. We hope you enjoyed your meal, but we need you to leave in 5 minutes. Otherwise, everyone here has to pay an additional fee.
We're gone.
Right?
Yeah, we're out of here.
So it's like I'm on the side of the hotel. I think it's a dumb thing to do, but they have to do it because people will take advantage.
Oh, I get it.
We're just going to sit here and visit forever and ever.
No, you're not.
Have you ever been in a situation where like it's a family reunion and you know that you're staying too long?
Because there's a long line at the door?
Right. Like I
Let's go.
We've got to go. We've had our visit. We've had our talk. This conversation is going nowhere.
We don't want to kind of be those kind of people, do
right.
we?
Just because we only see each other once a year doesn't mean we have to make this go longer than necessary.
It's not that we aren't those kind of people, right. but why do we have to make it obvious?
Right.
Two.
Because we're the worst kind of people.
We're monsters. No, here's the worst kind of people. This family in Brazil decides to give their house a good cleaning. And as a result, they found their pet tortoise.
Mm.
The Almeida family in Rionago, Brazil.
We thought he ran away.
Their red-footed tortoise, Manuela, went missing.
How long ago?
They do a deep clean of the house, and they find the tortoise. Oh, how long ago? Well, the tortoise went missing in 1982.
Kind of a shell of himself.
1982! Their house was being renovated at the time, so the family assumed that the tortoise slipped out through a door that the construction crew had left open.
It had to be that construction crew!
Disappeared into the forest near their home. But it turns out, the tortoise was living in the house the whole time.
They blamed that entire construction crew, and they were like, you're crazy, lady.
That was 1982. And now, Dad passes away. The kids decide, let's clean out the storage room. It's a little cluttered.
I know we went missing in 82 because that's when the Asia album came out.
And now you find yourself in 82.
The disco hotspots.
Lost the charms for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. Catch a pull and drive the dragon's wings. Ah. Turns out Dad was something of a hoarder, so the room was jam-packed with stuff. They clean out the house, and one of the neighbors says, oh, are you going to get rid of the tortoise, too? And they're like, tortoise, what are you talking about? Yeah, it was Manuela. This thing has been surviving in the house.
It's alive?
For 3 decades, very much alive. This tortoise, she survived on termites.
Huh.
Because Dad had all this unwanted furniture in this room. It was full of termites, and the tortoise was just eating termites the whole time. The thing is very much alive.
Well, I guess you don't change the diet now.
And now Manuela walks around the house and entertains everyone in the family. Lost Dad, but we got the tortoise back.
That's not a bad trade.
This is the thing. You could only do this with a tortoise, right?
Right.
I mean, a dog isn't going to live
that long.
It's
not going to happen with a hamster.
Right, right. These things live a long, long time. And maybe because you weren't feeding it store-bought turtle food.
Right.
It was just eating bugs.
It's on a natural diet
right.
that allowed it to survive as long as it did.
So stay
with the termites is what I would do. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Or how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. And become a patron today, and you'll have access to everything that we've done, including patron-only shows. I was kind of kicking around the idea that we should do another patron-only show this week.
We just did one.
I know.
Well,
what the hell?
Okay. You know my calendar's
You open. Know, what the hell? You know, you got to serve somebody. The Dave and Darren.
All right, Mavis.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Remember the gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food and mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number 3 on the top 5 things...
Number 3.
Number 3.
Number three.
And now you find yourself 82. Damn it, you got that in my head. Their other big hits were Don't Cry, mm-hmm. Heat of the Moment, and...
Heat of the Moment was the one you were doing.
Right. The Smile Survivor.
Left,
the Smile Has Left Your Eyes, that was the one that you put on your mixtape for your high school girlfriend, Wendy.
Yes, Only Time Will Tell was on the first record.
Oh, Only Time Will Tell. I love that song.
Soul Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dragged me to downtown Davenport to see an Asia show once.
It was, I think we were going on a Christmas break, weren't we?
Yes, but you didn't, like, you showed up at my house and said...
And we're going to see Asia. That's not really Asia.
I've got tickets, and the show starts in an hour.
Yes.
It wasn't even something that we had talked about on or off air.
It was, they had the keyboard player. That was the only original guy.
So how is that a thing? Did you tell me Asia was touring with Kansas, or was that Europe?
Europe is.
Hmm. Are there any, is there like a band called Australia? That would be maybe not the best time. Are there any other continents that have band names?
Hmm, well.
You've got, let's see, Chicago is a band, Boston is
a
band.
Those are not continents.
No. Are there any continents other than Europe and Asia that have gotten the name? Like, that'd be pretty... That'd
pretty
be
bold.
Pretty ballsy if you named your band North America.
Well, there's...
Our goal is to be bigger than Europe
we
and
want,
Asia.
We'd like to rule your land.
Three.
Is there Antarctica?
That'd be a great name for like a metal band.
Or if it was just one woman. Hello.
I'm Antarctica.
I'm Antarctica.
That's not bad. How about Adam and the Antarcticas?
There you go.
It's an Adam and tribute show, but we just do cold puns the whole time. Goody two, goody two, goody tooty, snow, goody two, goody goody, snow boots. I blew it. I want to rule your land. I haven't seen that. It's time to pull that out again.
Sure.
When
why
Jackie
not?
Rogers Jr. is running for president, he's just talking to those auto workers. I want to rule your land. Number three, this story comes to us from Colorado, at the Mesa University Forensic.
I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. What if you had just like an 8 or 9 year old that sang Pretty Woman and it was just, ladies and gentlemen, Boy Orbison.
That's not bad.
Because a kid can kind of, you know, is going to have that higher voice. And then he just needs to sing it a little more operatic.
That's not bad. Boy Orbison. And he's got like the wig and the shades and everything.
That's what, I mean, Larry could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to be the first Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
When he ended up really looking more like Hank Williams. He should have been Boy Orbison.
Have you ever seen the Roy Orbison Western movie where he's a gunslinger?
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
It's hard to watch. I don't know who thought Roy Orbison was going to be a movie star. But like they're trying to make
fastest
him...
Fastest Gunslinger in the West?
I believe that's what it's called. Fastest Guitar in the West.
Oh, fast, yeah.
It's an interesting movie to watch, and I'll leave it at that. Roy Orbison, as you know, gives me the creeps.
Yeah, well...
Boy Orbison, though, I think would be a delight.
Plays a lot of assemblies.
Two cats snuck into the Colorado Mesa University Forensic Investigation Research Institution there. This is a research facility that focuses on forensics, the kind of stuff that Quincy ME used to do.
Klugman.
Yes. And these cats snuck in and just decided to feast on the human corpses. The corpses were placed...
Keep them coming, boys!
Well, in their defense...
Yeah, but don't... They those things would have a bunch of chemicals in them.
The human corpses?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think these are bodies that were donated to science.
Okay, but they still don't do anything to preserve them a bit?
Well, what they did was they left these corpses outside to do research on what happens to a human body that's left outside.
Okay, so unpreserved.
And for 35 days, these two cats would work their way in the facility... And then they would just start eating the bodies.
Huh.
They particularly enjoyed the shoulders, arms, and abdomens. That's where that was their favorite cut of meat
what,
of these.
What did they like again?
Shoulders,
yeah.
Abdomen, and arms.
The spam.
I suppose. There were two corpses of senior citizens in their 70s. And how's this for further indignity? Two corpses left outside by this forensic research institute. The cats only ate one of the corpses. The other one was not to their
liking. Well, I don't think you feel anything, but even if you did as like some sort of spirit, I mean, being eaten by cats would kind of tickle you, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that tickle your spirit, kind of?
If you're a ghost watching,
if you're a ghost and you're being eaten by cats, it'd be like you just can't stop. Well, you can't stop giggling.
My understanding when I gave my body over to science for research was that I would be saving my family
that
some
money. That I wouldn't be a fancy feast.
But yeah, I did not expect that I was going to be Meow Mix. This research facility specializes in helping researchers, coroners, study how bodies decompose when they're placed in different outdoor situations.
Although I suppose that is something that you could do if you wanted to donate your body to an animal shelter.
Oh, no. But now these kitties have a taste for human flesh.
And they know where to get it.
I mean, there have been plenty of cases where the old cat lady dies.
Yes.
And then they find her a week later and the cat's
or the dog.
Eaten half of
yes.
Right.
Mary,
that
Mary
does
Provis.
Happen.
Yes.
Right. Has that happened here locally?
Oh, I'm sure.
I know you've said that there's no small town that doesn't have a story about somebody that was almost
fallen
eaten.
A pig pen and almost eaten by the pigs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a story that every small town has.
There's four.
Like this way,
there's that legend every county.
Right. Take a map of these United States, get a dart, close your eyes, throw the dart, wherever it lands, drive to that location.
Go to the county.
Find the nearest gathering watering hole and just say, all right, which one of you sons of bitches is almost eaten by pigs?
Yeah, whose boy fell in the pig pen?
It's Carl's boy over there. Well, how'd you hear tell of this story?
Stranger?
Indiana's oldest state employee has decided...
Your diamond still shines.
Indiana man retiring, the oldest state employee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old?
102 years old.
Still taking someone's job,
he's
huh?
decided it's time to let go and retire. Bob Vollmer will be reporting to work for the last time on February 6th.
What kind of retirement package do you need at 102? Not much of one.
I'm guessing, yeah. What... Yeah, I don't know. This guy is a surveyor for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources.
And everything's still accurate.
He started work for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources in 1962. He's a World War II vet. Nearly six decades on the job.
Kind of started late in life, right?
He says, your body tells you when it's time to go. He travels the state collecting technical field data and confirming...
This is the first time your body's telling you to go?
102. His mom, I guess, lived to be 108. And he still travels confirming boundary lines for Department of Natural Resource managed properties. But he says his body is telling him it's time to retire. Quote, doctors tell me that's one reason I'm still going is I got good
working
lungs.
Working all night at the county line.
He's going to spend his retirement reading.
Retirement.
And farming. He also plans to take trips to some of the South Pacific islands that he was on when he was serving in the Navy in World War II. Is that the best idea at 102 to get on a plane and go to...
Why not?
Go to the
sure.
Philippines? Wow. He enlisted in the Navy after Pearl Harbor. He was awarded the Sagamore of the Wabash, which is one of the highest honors you can have there in the state of Indiana. After the war, he graduated from Purdue with a degree in biological and agricultural engineering in 52. He worked for the Wabash Valley Association on reservoir and flood control projects, and then went to work in 1962 for the DNR. He loves his job, and he's retiring at the age of 102. Wants to travel. Wants to see some more of the world.
I will not follow that lead.
No?
What do you
imagine, what do you imagine you do if you get to retire? What are your plans?
If I get to?
You won't.
What do
you're right. Let me just push the button. There's no retirement. You'll work till you're dead. This country.
Five.
What would I do?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me on the weekends? That's what I would do.
So more of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, a new book suggests that UFOs are not visitors from another planet, but rather...
As I suspected.
Visitors from another time. The book is called Identified Flying Objects, a multidisciplinary scientific approach to the UFO phenomenon. And in this book... Professor Michael Masters from the Montana Technological University says that humans in the distant future could develop time machines. And that's what this is. All of these big snakes
flying
were
around in time machines.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that's the simplest explanation. It makes a lot more sense.
But they don't want to come down to Earth and place a bet?
Well, what good would it do them? They live in a future where there's no money.
How do you know that?
They live in a future where there's time machines. They don't have money.
But they know who won the Super Bowl.
What do they care? They've got a time machine.
They can go make money.
You don't need money if you've got a time machine.
Snacks are free in the future?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Yes. We live in a world you can travel in time and
I'm not convinced.
Snacks are limited.
I'm not convinced you shouldn't take your money with you. You know, whoever said snacks are free in heaven. I've never heard that.
In accordance with Darren's wishes, we're burying him with his summer sausage.
Because he...
As was his
and
wont.
And his ATM card.
He will be leaving you people nothing.
He is going to take it with him, just in case.
You can't be too sure.
You don't know for sure. You've never been there.
Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by or originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio before or while you're ordering, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
One quick story before we go.
Sure.
Couple has decided they're very much in love. And the plan is to get married.
Okay.
But now they've decided to maybe do as Janet Jackson suggested, and maybe let's wait a while. Maybe it's a good idea to call the whole thing off. Because a recent discovery, some information has come into light here. There's a solid chance that they might be brother and sister.
Okay.
This seemed like a good idea. These youngsters live in India. The wedding has been called off after the groom's father and the bride's mother disappeared in an elopement. The youngsters were looking forward to getting married in February, but the ceremony's been put on hold after their parents vanished 11 days ago.
We've already decided we're going to name our first child Flipper.
but they're not related. They would just be stepbrother and stepsister.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then there you go.
We had been planning this wedding, and then my dad ran off with her mom, and now they're married. So now we can't get married. Ceremonies put on hold after their parents, a 48-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman, vanished 11 days ago. The father is a textile businessman. He went missing while the mother was seen leaving her house. Both families reported the pair missing, but they apparently had some sort of childhood romance and eloped. So that's like... That's messed up.
Yeah.
I met this guy. I'm going to marry him. Oh, he seems lovely. I'd like to meet his parents. Well, here's his father. Oh, well, aren't you something else? So, way to ruin everything.
There's a lot of people out there, folks.
Well, yeah, why couldn't you let your kids get married and just have some side action with the in-laws? Marriage called off after the groom's father and bride's mother elope.
Make it easier on yourself.
Yeah. At least they eloped. At least they didn't like... And we're staying here. Deal with it.
Go get yourself a robot.
That's going to do it.
Or have one delivered.
Yeah, right. The rentals. I still can't believe that's a thing.
Why buy when you can rent? I don't know. why lease when you can own?
Until I get a chance to
do it. It's a vicious circle.
I was going to say, there's the one about, you know, why buy the cow if you're getting the milk for free, but I don't think that works...
No, you're renting the milk.
In India, I don't know what they do with cows. It's other than revere them. Do they drink milk? I know they don't eat meat. Do they drink milk in India?
Indian milk?
It would just be milk. It's not Indian milk. I know they revere cows as they don't eat meat because they think the cows are some sort of deity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do they, like, can you drink God's milk? They probably don't, right?
I don't know. I would think that they probably don't. They probably leave the cows alone. I guess.
That's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, leaving comments, and spreading the word. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.